And Rosie O'Donnell accuses Ellen DeGeneres of not being gay enough. You got to fly on it, girlfriend. This is a general message I got. Don't you think?
It's what RuPaul says.
Is that right?
You got to work it. Cover girl.
Well, flaunting it and working it are two different things, aren't they?
No.
By working it, he's implying, or she's implying, whatever.
He.
There was a trainee that worked at this breakfast place I ate at this weekend.
Cool.
Yeah. I thought it was, you know, she kind of had big forearms, like big muscular.
Like Popeye?
Forearms. Like a man.
Oh.
You know? It's so shocking. Yeah, it was just really kind of, you know, and since all the hair was taken off, then it really was kind of...
Ooh.
Yeah. My friend Mike, who's in town from Denver, was just staring at her with this look of disgust on his face. And, psycho. Interesting weekend. I smashed a lot of stuff in there. My friend Mike was in town from Denver, so hung out with him Friday night with some other friends. And Saturday was that wedding. My old roommate from college.
Oh, yeah?
Got married. Yeah, it was a good time. It was downtown Kansas City. They had it at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral. Really nice cathedral, downtown. Of course, stained glass windows. Badass organ. They're like trumpets from the organ facing out of the front of the church toward the audience. And then the traditional pipes are behind you.
Cool.
It was BA. It was pretty sweet, yeah. And then after that, just like two blocks away, the reception was at the Kansas City Central Library. I thought, how's that going to work out? And they've got it set up real cool. They have this parking garage right next to it, but they want to kind of, you know, beautify it for the neighborhood and because the library looks so cool next to it. So they put up these giant books. Like, so it's like, you know, you're looking at a bookshelf, basically, when you're looking at the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
You can hardly even tell it's a parking garage.
Sweet.
And they had these old books and stuff. It was really cool. And the reception was on the fifth floor of this place. They had this little reception room, you know, that you go in, and that's where the wedding party was seated for most of the time, most of the night. And then they had an outside area, too, like an L kind of encasing in the little inside reception area. And there were tables set out there. And they had, like, all this old music playing and stuff. And it was a really interesting time. The problem was everybody who I knew at the wedding was in the wedding party.
Oh.
Well, there was one person, this girl, a good friend of my brother's, who he used to work with. She was there, and I talked to her a little bit. But she's older than me, and she was with her husband, and they were, you know, yamming it up with some other couple the entire time. So I just kind of roamed, drank a little bit more earlier than I thought I would, you know, because you're kind of standing there, and you need the courage to go approach these women and everything anyway, so.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. Luckily, I ran into these two girls and talked to them for a little bit on, they had a similar deal where everyone they knew was in the wedding party, in their case, on the bride's side.
Oh.
Mine was the groom side. I knew the bride because my friend was dating her back in college, back when we were roommates. So, yeah, it was for a good hour and a half. I was kind of freestyling it. Just, you know, there were moments of awkwardness where I'm kind of standing alone, and but it was cool because I was, you know, I was able to check out and stare over the city for the way it was set up and everything.
Cool.
And then once those guys were all done with their wedding BS, you know. They came and, like, we all hung out, and I caught up with a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. So, yeah. Even though it had that moment of awkwardness, it's still, going to a wedding stag isn't all that bad. You get a little apprehensive beforehand, but once you're in there and you're doing your thing, it's worth a try. It is. A lot better than having an awkward date thing, you know what I mean? If you're not dating somebody, and uh-huh. You just ask them, hey, you want to go to a wedding with me? Isn't that odd?
No.
Really? And are you allowed to just take, like, a friend to the wedding?
Why not?
Like, like if I were to take a guy with me to a wedding? Even though it says, you know, and guest.
It's a guest.
It doesn't imply you need to have some kind of relationship with this person, or a potential relationship could come out of it?
I don't think so.
No?
No. Well, I mean, you get the whole idea, because weddings and love and all that stuff.
Weddings and love and alcohol and one-night stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.